Bonsoir, Monsieur Dame. It is Sunday, September 30th, 2012, and you are now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I am your hostess, Sandra London of ToLiveAndGrindInLA.com, broadcasting to you live in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. I will start out tonight's episode of Playtime with Sandra Radio with the song Gymnasium Confidential by Shattered Kennies. Shattered Kennies with their song Gem Confidential. I found that over on musicalley.com. And for the next song, I will play Broke for Free by Night Owl.
Thank you.
That was group Night Owl with the song Broke for Free. Okay, I just want to give a quick shout out to Imperial Sun, a fellow Naked Girls Radio member. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. I have a bunch of news that I'd like to go list off in a full stream, but I probably shouldn't do that. So I'm going to go ahead and break it up with, I'll play the audio version of a recent video that I put on my website. It's liveandgrindinla.com, and it was in honor of Clint Eastwood, quote-unquote, and Carmageddon out here in Los Angeles, California. But, anyone who's already seen it, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking to a chair. So, yes, I hope you enjoy this, and then I'll be right back with you.
Who are you, anyway? Tell me.
I'm a chair.
A chair?
Like
I've never seen a chair like you before.
I'm a rocking chair.
Are you in rock and roll? Are you related to Sharon and Ozzy? Is that it? Is that who you are? Can I be on your show? I've got tons of magic tricks and animals who can fly and sing prettier than a bird. Shall I audition?
Yeah.
Must I begin now?
Yeah.
Do you have a platform and water for my toes? It's kind of my thing, you know. This is how I get into the character every now and again. Yes, yes. Okay. I will sit on you indeed. You've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. I will come and sit upon them. If I dribble, will you or not? I am on the rod. And my little animal, prettier than a bird, he is going to sing with me. Right now, he is asleep, but I call him Fifi. Sir Theodore, Sir Theodore, J'adore, Sir Theodore. He is a teenage nightmare, an old doggy skin. He's a teenage nightmare. He really likes chicken. The end. Thank you. Goodbye.
That was Musiacek with their song Café de France. Okay, so first things first for the Los Angelinos among you, Carmageddon 2 has gone off with only a slight hitch. I guess the bridge fell down, or a portion of it, along the 405 either yesterday or the day before yesterday. So I believe that set them back a tiny bit, but our current mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa, has informed us all that the 405 will be right back open at 5 a.m. for the morning rush hour. Basically, the closure was a 10-mile stretch between the 10 freeway and the 101 freeway along the 405. So that's supposed to be all tidied up and prettified and ready to go come 5 a.m. So, woohoo! I don't know out there what you guys have been doing to avoid the traffic. I have avoided the traffic quite well. I hope you all have been able to make your commutes successfully, or just stayed home and, you know, popped a squat, watch some TV, get some sleep, have a stroll, play with doggies and other animals. Yes, feel free to let me know. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And congratulations to Europe for winning the Ryder Cup, which was held at the Medina Country Club in Illinois. I guess Martin Kamer of Germany was largely responsible for their win over our U.S. team. They pulled off a 14.5 victory over our 13.5. So better luck next time, Americanos. Yes, okay. So what else? There was a triathlon out here in L.A., which had begun this morning. Like, they all started gathering about 5 or 6 in the morning, finding various routes because of having to navigate around and about the 405 closure. But it was around Venice Beach, so it was around my neck of the woods, where people were gathering in droves to triathlonize themselves. Congratulations, that's like an enormous feat. I don't know if I could do all that, but I think it's like very inspiring to hear about it. So good on you for that. Cheers, cheers. Let's see, two other things for California briefly, and then I can put some more music. And I actually want to find some more interesting news, not just about California, LA, and like internationally every once in a while, but Chicago, for the Chicagoans out there, where Naked Girls Radio is based, and New York, of course, Miami, tons of like major hotspots, but yes, just letting you know, I am thinking about you all, so more news in future episodes, we'll be able to cover a bit more of what's going on in your side, on your side of the world. Let's see, okay, so the last two things were, it looks like California, our citizens are backing change on the three strikes law, but not so much on the death penalty. It may so happen that we reaffirm our current acceptance of carrying out the death penalty. So we shall see. Who knows? And lastly, California has become the first state in the United States to ban the use for minors of disputed therapies to overcome, quote-unquote, homosexuality. I found that via New York Times, and yeah, I think that's great. That's an awesome achievement for my state here. I don't think it's healthy or helpful to do that to minors, or to anyone really, but especially to minors. But that's just my opinion only. But anyways, let me go ahead and give you some more music, and I'll be right back with you. And I might actually play in honor of Schwarzenegger's interview that's going to be going on tonight, if it isn't already. One of my favorite fun little short erotic stories. You know, for giggles and stuff. But yes, let me go ahead and give you, I'm going to play Galactic by Nino Billy, and I will be right back with you.
Jennifer's doing big things. Kick it with me, I can mow your life. You look a good girl, show you right. tell me you the prototype. I can make you a celebrity, yo.
Why don't
we play something these soldiers like? Try what I know they like. Twist that you told them right. Make you a celebrity, yo. But nah, yeah, you ice like Kobe White. We sorta like Kobe, right? The way we mold them right. I can make you a celebrity, yo. But nah, you won't bang when you take that path. Candlelights when you take the bath. You got such a sensational ass. I'ma get you Jimmy Choo and I'll take the bath. I could cop a 2003. Make a smile when she sees freeze. I could get you on CDs and DVDs. Take you to BBs and BCBG. I could get you in the place just to be into the people to know what your things to get into. I wanna be your lover and your confidant. Never take you from others. Don't ever let a brother pimp you. If you want the style, you can reach your girl. Y'all take a look at her. She got such an astonishing body. I can see her in the Gucci and Robert Cavalli. And now she gon' put a hurt on them hard in the party. Standing in the midst of 100,000 haters. Dynamite, a C4 strapped around my waist. Bloody tears in my eyes. Hit the switch, making sure every in the vicinity, blow away and die. My brother, you can't bring harm with bombs. I'm armed with guns. F*** your obituary. I got all that you carry. Been on and on, cause I'ma come till they put all of us in a cemetery. You dig? And you know you kill up in the public road. You was born to be a pro. How you pose, take a photo. And I love you cause you think it was a dope pose. Drop it to the blow, hit the cold when you roll slow. And I love it when I hit it from the back. And you get on top of me, I have a brother going, oh. Girl, I love how you roll me right. I can make you a celebrity, yo.
Why don't we play something you told them like? Try with, I know they like. Twist it, you told them right. I make you a celebrity overnight. Give you ice like Kobe, right? We sort of like Kobe, right? The way we mold them right. I can make you a celebrity overnight.
See, baby girl. You see how you make a brother break down. I just gotta ask. Oh, you wanna be a star? Oh, you messing with the right one. I can take you there. I can make sure you get all the fine things. Let me be your manager. Come here, girl, I can see you bored. Turn you to the queen that I see you for. Take you shopping on streets and stores. I'ma get you to the MTV award. We about to do a show tonight. You look good, girl, show you right. Take you places I know you like. I can make you a celebrity overnight. Come here, girl, you can hang if you bored. We can do plenty things plus more. I'm about to have you changing the doors. I can even get you to the Soul Train of War. We about to do a show tonight. You look good, girl, show you right. Take you places I know you like. I can make you a celebrity overnight.
That was the Almighty Twista with the song Overnight Celebrity. I've been a huge Twista fan since, like, grade school, or junior high at least, yes, junior high, let's say, but yes, I'll go ahead and play, oh, jeez, yes, I'm going to play Hot Housekeeping, and then I will be right back with you. Oh, okay, here we go.
How did he say that?
I know, I'm about to start. Hello, you're watching Sandra London TV, and what you're about to hear is a hot, cold reading of the very next video coming up that's going to be called Housekeeping, and we will start right about now.
Ariola, I clean now?
Yes, you cleaning.
I fluff for you.
Oh, yes, yes, good, good boy, Patrick. I like.
Ariola, are you in there? I want to see our son, Arnie.
Yes, Mario, I am there. I am almost coming.
Do we have the time? I finish?
Patrick! You must not be so hot in here. Mario will ask a funny question. Arnie does not look anything like him. He looks like you, puppy.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Mira, you can see.
Uh-oh. Ariola, come. I want to spend the quality time with my family. Give me my son. You never let me see him for very long.
I come. I just wanted to show... Pat,
What is going on in there?
The glass monkey. I'm showing him how to work the glass.
Nonsense. Do I need to come in there?
Oh, if only you had, baby. If only you had.
My baby.
Voila. So that's it so far. That's this little script I wrote up in about 5 minutes or so. I'm going to work on it, and we're going to do the actual play version of it. And then you will see it, and our faces will be out of hiding. Good night. I'll be back.
That was my erotic short, Hot Housekeeping. Hope you all liked that out there. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And yes, I just pulled up a couple other news stories that I, like, saved and tweeted and, like, smiled or mused or did something over. But one of them is an international news story, and it's about pole dancers in Zimbabwe. Yay. Yeah. Okay. So anyways, an entertainment promoter out in Zimbabwe said that police had released two popular pole dancers without charge after questioning them under the nation's strict indecency laws. So these women, both in their 20s and known for routines that triggered a pole dancing craze all across Zimbabwe, had, they held performance licenses and their risque costumes were approved by the State Board of Censors, but they were detained after complaints that their routines exceeded the country's deeply conservative attitudes towards public obscenity. The promoters say the dancers do not strip naked and that police found no case against them, and that weekend shows will be held for nightclub audiences and future shows. So the dancers, they say that they introduced gymnastic-style exotic pole dancing in Zimbabwe for the very first time only 2 years ago. So, hey, all this has a happy ending. That's awesome. I just thought I'd share that. And let's see, what was the other one? Oh, okay. I found that one via Huffington Post, which found that via Associated Press. And this other one is from 24/7 Wall Street or WallST.com, and it was talking about the most educated countries in the world. Ah, see how I switched that up real quick? Not that it can't be one and the same, but here you are. now, where's that list? Hold on. I was surprised by the actual lineup of the top 10, which is why I wanted to share it with you. So let's see how quickly this goes with all the loading. Alrighty, yes. Okay, so the top 10 begins with Ireland at number 10 with 37% of their population with a tertiary education, with $40,000 GDP per capita. Okay, hold on. I'm scrolling, and it's just not responding. Hold on. Jeez. Okay, yes. Okay, where'd it go? All right, number 9 was, sorry, y'all. Australia, with 38% having a tertiary education. Finland at number 8. United Kingdom at number 7. South Korea at number 6. Okay, next page. Okay, who wants to guess what the next 5 are going to be? Okay, number 5 is New Zealand with 41% with a tertiary education. Come on. You have this bug in me. My computer's so mean to me right now. Down, down, down. Lighting, lighting. Darn. Okay, well, you got, like, all the way to 5 so far. If I can't make this go any faster, you can get a song as a reprieve until it's straightened out. Okay, 4 is where the U.S. stands, with 42% of the population with a tertiary education. 3, Japan at 45%. 2, Israel at 46%. And 1, ding, 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 surprise, is Canada with 51% with a tertiary education. Very interesting, yes. And I saw something else on, I think it was CNN, like, last night before I went to bed or something like that. It was Australia and Canada now officially have more immigrants within their country working and, like, staying there or whatever. And it's the first time ever that they've had more immigrants than the United States has, at least as far as English-speaking countries. But I believe it might be overall. But yes, so I guess they really promoted bringing in a talented pool of foreigners from all over to increase their own GDP and world net worth, all this stuff. So it's kind of awesome. It's kind of cool. I would love to visit Australia one day. I've never been. I have been to Canada, but not very many cities in Canada. But, yeah, Australia is totally on my list. Must see one day. But anyway, let me go ahead and give you a song, and I will be back with you momentarily. Let's see. I'll make that next song. No. Hold on. The next song will be... Are you in suspense? Okay, the next song is In Some Like You by K. Morrow. Or not. Wait, hold on. What is up with this? Yes, yes. You know what? Screw it. I'm going to play Talk by Voodoo Head. Excuse my language. And I'll be right back. Here you go. Talk. We'll be right back. Okay. Where was I? Okay. All right. More international news real quick. Germany has officially kicked off Oktoberfest, which started this Saturday in Munich. So, woohoo! I wish I was there. The same time, around the same time last year, I was close to being there. I was in Prague in the UK for the Euro Summit and Expos EU. I cannot be there this year, and I'm very, not happy about that. But, yes, most likely next year and the following years. But, yes, I love Prague. Prague is awesome, and it's very close to Germany. and I kind of miss the UK. I have a love relationship with the UK just because I have no sense of direction walking across even a crosswalk in London. I fear for my life all day, every day I'm outside there. I just don't get it. I look right, left, right, all kind of different ways, and I still have to, duck when I hear horns because I just don't get it. It's weird. But that's just me. It's a good thing they have a lot of tube stations and underground stuff, so I can avoid that crossing the street business in large part. But that's neither here nor there. In any event, Viva Oktoberfest to all who like to celebrate with Germany. just a heads up that for future episodes, I have a few people waiting in the wings who will soon be having their interviews here on Playtime with Sandra. Lulu Love, of course, will be having her interview. And I'll be interviewing a cam boy or a cam man. Or yes. Ugh, that's going to be kind of cool, yeah? Yes, I'm excited. I'm interested. I want to know, the life and times of a cam man person. And I'm sure you guys out there and gals will get a kick out of that as well. How can it not be interesting? That's just, we shall see. I'm excited. Anyways, also, from the song you just heard, Talk by the group Voodoo Head, I may be able to interview the guitarist from that band, and also a lovely semi-retired, I'm not sure, adult entertainer slash actress who, yes, I believe she may be local, I'm not sure. I'm going to keep her name a secret for now. But yes, I'm looking forward to all of these delightful, intriguing interviews headed your way. Yes, so... What else is there? Oh, okay, so on nakedgirlsradio.com, I just uploaded maybe three or so new files. One is a one-woman play, not written by me, but I found it online, and I liked it while I was reading it, and so I did one kind of turn on the camera, record, and go. And so I recorded it. It's about 26 minutes long, so it's very long. But if you're in need of a bedtime story, feel free to watch that. It'll be on Naked Girls Radio on my profile page, or you can just look me up. Just look up Sandra London, and you shall find it there. It's not erotica, per se, but it's interesting to me anyway. Hope you like that. The other one was a special effects video I made to the song Black and Yellow by Wiz Khalifa, who is one of my favorite new artists. What would you call it? Mainstream? Not yes and no. Mass distribution artist. There we go. Let's say that. And what was the other one? Oh. The Talking to the Chair, yes. The one I played closer to the top of the hour. That one is also available on nakedgirlsradio.com. But right now, I will go ahead and give you a that Black and Yellow song by Wiz Khalifa, and then I will be right back with you. The call in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And here you go. That was Khalifa with the song Black and Yellow. Yeah. Okay, I think I have a call coming in, so let's see what's going on, shall we?
Hello?
Hi, Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking.
Hey, it's Des. What's up?
Oh, my goodness. Hey. How's it going?
I'm just hanging out. I've been listening to the whole show, and then I missed like a couple of minutes right before I called, but maybe like two at the most. So I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Oh, no. I was just playing the Black and Yellow Wiz Khalifa song. That's awesome. I was just playing that, so it's
nice.
Probably all that you missed. But yeah, I don't know. Do you want to like warm up the listeners here about this special guest a bit? Can you tell a bit more about one of them, like maybe the cam man, cam boy aficionado?
I don't know what he would want me to say or not say about him. Let me talk to him first, because
okay.
I don't want to get in
all
trouble.
Right. Okay, stay
but,
tuned.
I'm sure he'll be totally down. I think he's interested. I just you know, he's got tied up, so, but yeah, I want to talk to him first before I say what I say.
Okay.
I've got a lot of information, but, you know, I'll keep that myself for
now. Well, yeah, let me know in general, then, if you can, like, of all of the guys that, you know, that cam online, what has been their collective experience, like, in brief, I guess? Like, you think they face the same challenges, or they have a harder go at it, so to speak?
Is, I will say, for the most part, it's generally harder for the guys, but I think, like, it also has to do with in how you work your thing, you know, like, I've been in this position where, like, I'm raking in lots of money as a cam girl, and it's because I know I got it, and I'm working it, and I'm doing my thing. But if you don't feel that way about yourself, then you really struggle, and you don't make the money. So it's the same way, like, he started out like that, where it was, he was struggling as a guy. It took him a really long time to find that thing. And I kept telling him, you can do all right. It's just a mental attitude. You have to figure out your right, you know, where you fit in. And once he did, like, there it went. And, you know, I mean, he visits sites sometimes, and he's got, he visits sites, and then he does, like, independent stuff, too. But, I mean, you know, it's just really finding the right people for you and, like, being able to stick it out and, like, find what works for you. So that's what I say about that.
Yeah, you got to be your own cheerleader for a while until you get that momentum.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
It takes a long time, and it's totally like fake it till you make it. I have recommended doing that kind of work to several guys. They all kind of look at me like, what? You think I could do that? And I'm like, no, for real, you could, totally. You look good, you know. And they're always like, I don't know. But, I mean, really, I think it's so weird because I've been thinking about that, like, the Internet has come such a long way since its creation, and, you know, there's always been that kind of a thing going on with the Internet, but it's just bigger and bigger all the time, and it seems like more and more people are turning to that.
Right. Well, you know, one thing I saw on one of the forums, they were actually talking about a guy who, his whole cam thing is to stare deeply into your eyes the whole time, so he's not even doing anything overtly erotic, and that he charges, like, insane prices to just stare into your eyes and, like...
Yeah. I can see that, you know?
Or something. Isn't that funny? I'm like, dude.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. But, like, I don't get it. I mean, but I see why, like, because so many, I think so many, you know, you don't have that connection with people, and it's just a different kind of experience. But there's an episode on George Lopez about that. Do you ever watch that show? Have you seen that one?
I didn't even know he had a show. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. It was on George Lopez, and... George Lopez's niece comes to stay with him, and they find out from the neighbor that she's camming out of the bedroom upstairs. But all she's doing is sitting in there. She's like, I don't even have to take my clothes off. And he's like, what's that noise? And she's getting tips and stuff, or like it was messages from her people watching her, and they wanted him to jump up and down for $100, and he almost thought about doing it, and then he's like, no, I have to teach her what's right. No, this isn't right. You can't do this. But it was so funny to see something like that mainstream, because it's true. Like, I've brushed my hair for somebody and gotten paid before.
I think it was on Adult Work, where .co.uk, a British site, where I just, like, the guy just wanted me to lean forward and let my hair fall forward, and he just wanted to talk about how long and ravenous it was for, like, 90
right.
minutes.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Wait,
I wish more guys were like
wait.
That.
Yeah, they're far and few between, but they're out there, and if you're on long enough, they will find them for sure.
You know, that's the interesting thing about online is, like, I've never realized how many different fetishes and, like, crazy, you know, like, things that you just don't understand, and you think they're insane, and I mean, you know, it's weird too, because a lot of them I still think are completely insane, but some of them, as time goes by and I get older, then I start to get it. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense, actually. Like, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I was like, what are you talking about? Like,
yeah.
Really? You know?
That's not a very good business model. And then you're like, wow. Like, you can see the proof that maybe it was. Yeah, it's exciting. I think it's awesome. Like, the possibilities of just you being you and potentially not even doing anything interesting or novel or, like, out of the ordinary, that you can, you know, have a great night, a great series of nights, or a great, like, brand or something from just doing you. It's awesome. It's pretty sweet. But what about, like, couples work and stuff like that? Do most of the guys that you know who cam, do they tend to work with another woman or another dude or like, or do you like promote or not promote, but like, do you think they should just do solo?
Well, you know, like there's a stigma definitely for girls that you should be solo. And it was really like, you know, I've had my share of experiences with different things. Sometimes solo, sometimes, you know, couple or whatever. And, you know, girls are kind of like told that you need to be single. And if you're not single, then you're not going to make as much money. You're not going to, you know, this and that. I've also,
right.
though, I've done it both ways where I was single for real, or I played the single game, even though I wasn't, or I've gone both to the club or online wearing wedding rings, even when I wasn't married.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, try to play all the angles and see it. And people will tell me, you know, like I'd be at the club or I'd be online and people would be like, you really should take those rings off. You do better, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? I bet you anything there's guys out there that want that, you know, like that's their fantasy,
exactly.
You know, and other people aren't doing it. So there's got to be ways that you differentiate yourself. Couples work is more difficult, though. I would say it is kind of more difficult because unless, I mean, some couples obviously really mesh well, especially, you know, if they can get down like that when they're, you know, like in an earlier phase of their relationship, I guess. But I mean, the thing that I find, in a long-term relationship, like a really long-term relationship is eventually like you find each other bickering on cam or like being like, well, screw you. I don't want to do it. You know, like instead of,
or I would,
you know,
bring
it to your audience.
Well, I just think it's harder in general for a guy, just because, you know, with the cam shift, it's open-ended since we're often, more often than not, able to make our own hours. But if there's a lot of dead time, then it's, like, it's even
uh-huh.
harder than it for a cam guy than for, like, a porn guy, because a porn guy just has to be, I mean, just, quote-unquote, has to be ready and raring to go for, like, about an hour nonstop. But, you know, you have to know that you're going to have to, within a six-hour shift, maybe, or whatever, of like, okay, somebody wants a show, so you got to be ready right now. Where,
uh-huh.
you know, like to, I don't know, I would think that would be kind of disruptive to their, like, I don't know, arousal capabilities, especially, you know, just sitting around doing nothing for a while or trying to be sexy, and then when you're just right about to, like, get offline, you know, and then all of a sudden somebody wants the show, then it's you and
that's
guy,
always
and
what
you
happens.
Go, oh, you know, like it's kind of, I would think that would be a unique challenge for a male.
You know what, though?
Performer.
Like, I think, I think there's such a, like, power play on the client's end of things, because they know you're about to leave, and they're like, okay, no, I'm going to keep you longer. Nuh-uh, you want money? Fine, but you're going to stay. You know, you're mine now. And
yeah,
you won't leave as long as they're
the
paying
show
you.
First. Yeah, they're like, tell them
but,
that
yeah.
the show you give first. But that's what
yeah.
Or just for, I don't know, if I'm just thinking about it, I would think it would be harder for a guy as well if he's not totally, like extremely liberal and open-minded that he might be doing a show if he's going to be a solo cam guy for a guy. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, that might be what turns some of those guys off, that when you're like recommending to them, yeah, you could do shows and stuff, because I don't know if there are tons of women, you know, lone women out there just waiting. I mean, I'm sure there
yeah,
might be,
no, it,
but
it
not,
is,
not nearly
it,
the amount of guys looking for girls or couples. So
right, totally. The guys, well, like the people looking for couples, you know, there are the people that look for couples, and sometimes, you know, couples are looking to meet other couples and things like that. We've had some of those kind of situations before. But as far as guys, like, it is primarily guys. Like, it is other men looking most of the time. There's occasionally some women, but there's even, like, a ton of men that will pretend to be women, whether, you know, they're having a fantasy or they know that the guy is straight, so they're trying to impress them, so they pretend to be a girl. And then, you know, like...
That's very considerate, I think.
Yeah, until you're found out, and then you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, I totally got played, and this is really a guy this whole time. You know, it's very interesting. It's a very different world. It reminds me, actually, of the difference between female dancers versus male dancers in my experiences. Because I went with Tiffany Tees, and we did this. She had a pole dance party at Club Euro out here, and they were really awesome over there. But we did, like, a pole dance thing. Well, there's also this girl doing, like, a sex toy party there. But what we didn't know is that it was her birthday, and they were bringing male strippers. And, like, they were totally raunchy and, like, so wild. And, like, I have video. I have video, and there's some pictures on the site, too, I think, in Tiffany Cheese's fan club. But I've got more.
Oh,
so
wow.
And I've never posted the video. I just have to figure out how to get it off of. It's on, like, a mini DVD disc. But if I can get it onto there, I have video of the whole thing. But
you
it was totally
that.
A shock
you
and a surprise.
Do not put it
oh, my God. Yeah, these guys were
sorry,
crazy.
No.
And, I mean, Tiffany is, you know, was known to me at the time to be like a wild party girl. She's taking care of some business right now, so she's on the down low, kind of. So am I, actually, but I'm supposed to be. I'm all, like, letting it all out right now, but, you know, I'm supposed to be on the down low and being good right now. And same with her. We got things to take care of. But she was there, and for any guys that are in love with her, she's getting divorced from her ex-husband. She's single.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yes, and that is when, like,
alert.
Oh, God, yeah. Anybody jump on that right now. She needs a really good guy. She really deserves it, and she needs a good guy. But she's an awesome, awesome girl. Hooking her up. But, yeah, she was there, and, like, these strippers were, like, they put oil on their bodies and, like, make you, like, rub your hands down them. And, like, they were, like, sticking her hands in their G-strings and stuff. And she's, like, freaking out, so embarrassed. And, like, her husband at the time was a really jealous guy. And she knows he's there watching. What?
Were they from, like, a professional male dancing troupe? Like, I've seen men.
Maybe.
Men of
it was
Hollywood,
only two guys.
I've seen, like, men of Hollywood.
Okay, yeah, it was only two guys. They were, I'm not sure.
Only two?
What nationality exactly they were. They were Latin men, and they were very built, big guys, like very muscular. But they were like, yeah, oil and lotion and making us, like, rub them up and down. And, like, there was one guy, like, tried to stick his tongue in my mouth. I mean, they were crazy.
Ew.
Like, I have pictures of butthole because they were so crazy. Oh, God, they were nuts. I mean, like, trying to, like, mess with girls with the sex toys.
What was this about the rectum, the butthole? What? Wait, what?
Wait, what?
They put their butt in your face? That is rude.
Oh, no. Well, it wasn't, like, in the girl's face, but, like, they were, like, pulling their thongs down and stuff. And, like, so, yeah, I have pictures from behind them while they were on top of Tiffany, and, like, I could totally see their butthole.
I think they should be, like, a reasonable distance away if they're going to, like...
Right. It was so... Tiffany and I have worked in the adult entertainment stuff a lot. And, I mean, it was so different than what we were used to. Like I said, it was so crazy. Like, I felt like a virgin when I was there. It was crazy. Oh, my God. Yeah, these guys were nuts. And, I mean, yeah, I'll have to dig up some more of that stuff and share it with you. It was a wild, wild experience. But, yeah, the world of, like, guy cam guys or guy strippers is a completely different universe from girls. I mean, completely.
Yeah,
you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, I like watching, like, gay male strippers. I don't know why. Maybe because they're,
no,
like,
I know. No, there's some weird attraction to gay men.
There's a weird aesthetic about it. Like, it's just, it's like they're in a museum, like like an invisible museum or something. Like, they're a piece of art to me. It's really weird. Like, I hope it's, like, not offensive to anybody. I mean that in, like, only the best possible way, but it's just sexy to me. Like, I don't know. I went to, like...
No, I know what you mean. It's like that weird, like... You can't get it, but they're, like, all fashionable and, you know,
yeah,
hot
it's
and
like
stuff.
They're
and, like, I haven't, no, I know, I totally.
What you can't have, and they're, like,
right.
So, and beautiful and very groomed, and, like, they all seem to have nice penises,
at least from what I could see from their, like, their juice, or, you know, their little speedo thingies. I'm referring most specifically to a club in West Hollywood, which I don't want to get the name wrong. I think I know which one it is, but in case I'm wrong, I'll just not say which one. But it was just, like, so much of, I'm like, dude, you can have all my money. You're just perfect. Like, this is like a specimen, like, to look at. Like, it was just it's weird. We're like, I don't know, a straight guy doing it, I think it's hot and sexy, but it just kind of, like, I don't know, it's more like a weird giddy excitement, I guess, watching, like, a gay dancer, male dancer.
Right.
It's like, oh my god, he's so cute, oh my god. Anyway, I don't know.
Did
how
we run out of time?
Kind of, but it's okay. But yeah, but it's okay. But I don't know how I got off on that tangent. But I think it's just, I don't know. Dancing is a beautiful thing. Stripping is a beautiful thing. People can be living, breathing pieces of art, walking about of all different types and sizes and genders and all these things. But yeah.
Are we out of time on the show? Did we run? Do we talk over the end?
It's okay. Like I'm able to extend it. Like I usually end up having to for like interviews and stuff. So we're at like, it was a 1 hour show. We're like 7 or 8 minutes past it.
Okay. Because I was looking and I was like, it looked like I had dead air over here. So I put on some music real quick.
Oh yeah, no, I can start. Yeah, I can start winding awesome. The show down. But I'm so glad that you called in because, yeah, I'm very, like, very much looking forward to speaking with male cam models, both heterosexual and homosexual, if possible. It's gonna be awesome to talk to both and see what their experiences are like. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, and just to let everybody out there know who may be listening in, I'm, like, creating a page listing some of the cam sites that I'm personally familiar with as an info page and all this kind of stuff that's going to be on my imsandralondon.com site. I haven't released it yet, but I have been working on it. So anybody that might want to, like, read more about it in general or the different types of sites that exist out there that I can personally vouch for certain things about them, then that's where you can look in the near future. But I'll make sure everybody knows when it's ready. But I don't know if there's anything else you'd like to add, Jess, of Naked Girls Radio. But feel free, anything about like the site or for musicians out there who might want to add their music. And this, you have to
I don't
be a,
know.
A
I mean,
dancer, musician, you can just be a musician.
Yeah, we're always looking for new people to join us, join the site, join the radio. We're open to all different kinds of music, and there's actually a submit music tab up on the top of the site now. We're accepting new advertisers right now. We're in a very exciting time because we're having all kinds of different interests. I've been getting contact from like everybody from. Music promoters, to the bands themselves, to advertisers and people that are getting interested in us. So the word's getting out, and it's awesome. It's great. Thanks for everyone's support. That's, I mean, the biggest thing I can say, I guess. We wouldn't be here without everybody else, you know?
Yes. Oh, and Jess, for you, I got new business cards to go along with the ones that I was planning to send your way. So I'm going to send them out tomorrow. So I have some for you.
Awesome.
I have some really cool.
Yeah, I totally have to get this closed up because I have so much stuff to send so many people right now.
Yeah, I put them in, like, their own little envelopes, and they're all going in one big old mailer, so it'll be sent to you tomorrow. But, oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your insight and letting everybody know about upcoming interviews and some insider experience with all types of cam people out there. But yeah, I'm going to play a song, I suppose. Since now, at least on the East Coast, it is officially October 1st, and I feel it is only apropos to play First of the month by Von Thugs and Harmony. everybody's listening pleasure. So as soon as it pulls up here we go. Hey everybody, check it out. It's the first of the month. Voila.
Wake up, 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 w
Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.